Lesson 12, 1 Nephi 8. Introduction. Lehi recounted his vision of the tree of life. In vision, Lehi partook of the fruit of the tree, which represents the love of God, and the blessings we can receive through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Lehi was shown various groups of people and their success or failure in reaching the tree of life and remaining there. Suggestions for teaching. 1 Nephi chapter 8, verses 1 through 18. Lehi experiences a vision in which he partakes of the fruit of the tree of life and invites his family to do the same. To help prepare students for this lesson, you may want to invite them to sing the Iron Rod at the beginning of class. Write the following questions on the board. Ask a student to read the questions aloud and invite the class to consider if they have ever wondered about the answers to these questions. What are some reasons why people turn away from the gospel of Jesus Christ, even if they know it is true and have received great blessings from it? How can I remain faithful to the Lord and His gospel when I am surrounded by temptations and individuals who try to persuade me to make poor choices? Invite students to choose one of the questions on the board and to look for answers to that question as they study Lehi's dream or vision recorded in 1 Nephi 8. Explain that they will have an opportunity toward the end of the lesson to share with the rest of the class the answers they discover. Divide students into pairs and invite them to take turns reading aloud from 1 Nephi 8, 5 through 12. Ask them to look for what Lehi saw in his vision. What objects were the focus of Lehi's vision? The tree of life and its fruit. According to verses 10 through 12, what words and phrases did Lehi use to describe the fruit? You may want to invite students to consider marking these phrases in their scriptures. If you were offered some of the fruit that Lehi tasted, would you partake of it? Why? Explain that the Lord often uses familiar objects as symbols to help us understand eternal truths. In 1 Nephi 11, 12, and 15, we find Nephi's record of the meaning of various symbols that he and Lehi saw in vision. Invite students to read 1 Nephi 11, 21 through 23 silently, looking for what the tree represents. According to 1 Nephi 11, 22, what does the tree in Lehi's dream represent? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ask the class to listen for what the fruit on the tree represents. Quote, "The greatest manifestation of God's love for His children is the mortal ministry, atoning sacrifice, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The fruit on the tree can be considered a symbol for the blessings of the Savior's atonement." End quote. From David A. Bednar, Come and See, Ensign or Liahona, November 2014. According to Elder Bednar, what does the fruit of the tree of life represent? After students respond, write the following incomplete statement on the board. As we partake of the blessings of the Savior's atonement, we are filled with blank. Invite students to review 1 Nephi 8:12, looking for what Lehi felt as he partook of the fruit. Based on how Lehi felt after partaking of the fruit, how would you complete the principle on the board? After students respond, complete the principle on the board so that it reads as follows. As we partake of the blessings of the Savior's atonement, we are filled with joy and a desire to help others come unto Him. What are some of the blessings of the atonement of Jesus Christ? What are some ways we can partake of the blessings of the Savior's atonement? Answers may include exercising faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, praying, repenting of our sins, receiving gospel ordinances, and keeping covenants. When have you partaken of the blessings of the Savior's atonement and been filled with joy and a desire to bring others to the Savior? You may want to give students a moment to ponder this question before inviting them to respond. Remind students not to share anything that is too personal or private. Consider sharing one of your own experiences as well. Summarize 1 Nephi 8, 13 through 18, by explaining that in Lehi's vision, after Lehi partook of the fruit of the tree of life, he invited his family to partake. Sariah, Sam, and Nephi partook of the fruit, but Laman and Lemuel refused. 1 Nephi chapter 8, verses 19 through 38. In his vision, Lehi sees various groups of people succeed or fail in reaching the tree of life. Display the picture, Lehi's dream, or another picture depicting Lehi's dream, clds.org. Point out the symbols the class has already discussed, the tree and the fruit. Explain that in this vision, the Lord also used other symbols to teach Lehi how to come unto Jesus and partake of his atonement. Ask students what other symbols they see in the picture and what those symbols may represent. Prepare the following chart as a handout or display it on the board. You may want to invite students to consider writing the interpretations of the symbols in their scriptures next to the corresponding verses in 1 Nephi 8. Please refer to the handout in the manual. The handout refers to symbols in Lehi's vision and interpretations recorded by Nephi. Note: marking and making notes in the scriptures. Students may benefit from writing cross-references, interpretations of symbols, and other information in their scriptures. They may also benefit from highlighting cross-references in the footnotes. Such notes can serve as reminders to help students understand and teach from the scriptures in the future. These notes may be more accessible and lasting than information recorded in a journal or on a separate piece of paper. However, you should always honor the agency of students and never require them to write in their scriptures. Instead, make suggestions and allow students to decide what is appropriate. Point out that Lehi was shown many people who were trying to get to the tree and partake of the fruit, as well as other people who wandered away from the tree. Ask a student to read aloud the following statement by President Boyd K. Packer of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, "You may think that Lehi's dream or vision has no special meaning for you, but it does. You are in it. All of us are in it." End quote. From Boyd K. Packer, Finding Ourselves in Lehi's Dream, Ensign Orleahona, August 2010. As students study the remainder of the vision, encourage them to look for people in the vision who might represent themselves. Divide students into four groups and assign one of the following scripture passages to each group. 1 Nephi 8, 21 through 23, 1 Nephi 8, 24 through 28, 1 Nephi 8, 30, and 1 Nephi 8, 31 through 34. Ask the members of each group to study their assigned passage together and prepare to answer the following questions. What did the people do? Why did they do it? What do their actions represent? What principle can we learn from their actions? Note: help students learn to identify doctrines and principles. One of the central purposes of Scripture is to teach doctrines and principles of the gospel. Identifying doctrines and principles in the Scriptures is one of the fundamentals of gospel teaching and learning. Learning how to identify them takes thoughtful effort and practice. You should diligently help students acquire the ability to identify doctrines and principles on their own. After sufficient time, ask a member of each group to report his or her group's answers to the questions. Write on the board the principles that students identify. These may include the following. If we yield to the temptations of the devil, we will be led away from the path of righteousness and from the blessings of the Savior's atonement. If we are ashamed of Jesus Christ and His gospel, we can fall away into forbidden paths and become lost. If we continually hold fast to the Word of God, we can overcome temptation and partake of the blessings of the atonement of Jesus Christ. We can remain faithful by choosing not to heed those who mock us as we partake of the blessings of the gospel. Refer to the questions you introduced at the beginning of class. Invite students to explain how one or more of the principles they identified in 1 Nephi 8 may be used to answer the question they chose to focus on. For example, you could discuss how becoming ashamed of Jesus Christ and His gospel may lead some people to turn away from the gospel, even if they know it is true and have received great blessings from it. To enhance the discussion, consider asking questions such as the following. What causes some people today to be ashamed of Jesus Christ and of living His gospel? Think of someone you know who has remained faithful to the gospel by choosing not to heed the mocking of the world. What have you learned from the person's example? How can we continually hold fast to the Word of God? How does this help us to overcome temptation? Summarize 1 Nephi 8:35 through 38 by explaining that after recounting his vision, Lehi exhorted Laman and Lemuel to hearken to his words and keep the commandments of the Lord. Testify of the principles students identified in 1 Nephi 8 and invite students to share their testimonies of these principles as well. Refer back to the picture Lehi's dream and ask students to silently consider where they would currently locate themselves in the vision. Assure them that no matter where they see themselves in the vision, they each have the ability to choose to qualify for the blessings of the Savior's atonement. Invite students to answer the following questions in their class notebooks or study journals. Why would you like to arrive and remain at the tree Lehi saw in his vision? What will you do in order to arrive or remain there? To conclude, invite students to apply the principles they learned while studying 1 Nephi 8. Commentary and background information. 1 Nephi 8:19. Blessings of holding fast to the Word of God. President Ezra Taft Benson taught of the blessings that come from holding fast to the Word of God. Quote, Lehi saw that if people would hold fast to that rod, they could avoid the rivers of filthiness, stay away from the forbidden paths, stop from wandering in the strange roads that lead to destruction. Not only will the Word of God lead us to the fruit which is desirable above all others, but in the Word of God and through it, we can find the power to resist temptation, the power to thwart the work of Satan and his emissaries. The Word of God is found in the Scriptures, in the words of living prophets, and in personal revelation as the power to fortify the saints and arm them with the Spirit so they can resist evil, hold fast to the good, and find joy in this life. End quote. From Ezra Taft Benson, The Power of the Word, Ensign, May 1986. 1 Nephi chapter 8, verses 26 through 27, Great and Spacious Building. The great and spacious building stands in opposition to the tree of life, which represents the love of God and the blessings of the atonement of Jesus Christ. Elder Glenn L. Pace, who served as a member of the 70, contrasted the standards of God with the behaviors of the people in the great and spacious building. Quote, to those of you who are inching your way closer and closer to that great and spacious building, let me make it completely clear that the people in that building have absolutely nothing to offer except instant, short-term gratification, inescapably connected to long-term sorrow and suffering. The commandments you observe were not given by a dispassionate God to prevent you from having fun, but by a loving Father in heaven who wants you to be happy while you are living on this earth, as well as in the hereafter. End quote. From Glenn L. Pace, They're Not Really Happy, Ensign, November 1987. Supplemental Teaching Idea, 1 Nephi 8, 4-35, Illustrating Lehi's Vision of the Tree of Life. Instead of identifying symbols on the picture of the Tree of Life, as suggested in Lesson 12, invite one or more students to draw the vision on the board, or on a large piece of paper, as the rest of the students take turns reading the verses identified in the lesson. Have readers stop at intervals so those who are drawing can add to the illustration. Invite the students to explain what they have drawn. As they identify what the symbols in the vision represent, have them write the interpretation on the drawing. This activity provides a chance for more student involvement in discovering the truths in this chapter, but it will take more time than the activity described in Lesson 12.